This is Fresh Air. There's usually plenty of fantasy and science fiction on TV schedules, but this week brings a couple of especially high-profile examples premiering on streaming outlets. Hulu has just unveiled the first two episodes of an ambitious new 8-part drama series called Devs, and today Apple TV Plus presents the first episode in a reboot of the 1980s Steven Spielberg anthology series Amazing Stories. Our TV critic David Bianculli reviews them both.
This week brings two new TV dramas that can be lumped into the genre loosely defined as science fiction. Both are offered by streaming services, but trace their roots to more traditional broadcast and cable networks. One, a Hulu miniseries called Devs, is a definite must-see. Amazing Stories, based on the 1985 NBC anthology series by Steven Spielberg, is more of a wait-and-see. Its first episode, called The Cellar, is solid enough by sci-fi standards, but you can't judge an anthology series by only one episode, and that's all that Apple TV Plus provided to critics. The writing isn't that stellar, but on Amazing Stories, it never was. More energy almost always went to the direction and the acting, the same mistake that has dragged down most episodes of Jordan Peele's current remake of The Twilight Zone. And like Peele's Twilight Zone, Spielberg's Amazing Stories is a reboot where the reins have been handed over to others. Neither of those new anthology series compares at all to Netflix's Black Mirror, which is brilliant. It's too early to tell for sure, but the only amazing thing about Amazing Stories so far is that the new version retained and updated the original opening sequence, complete with that exciting musical theme by John Williams. Now on to Devs, a captivating new 8-part miniseries that takes patience to watch and an effort to find. The expansion of the Disney empire now includes not only the ABC broadcast network and the Disney Plus streaming site, but also the FX cable network and the Hulu streaming service. Devs was made under the auspices of executives at FX, but don't look for it there. Instead, it's the first TV show presented under a new umbrella called, ready, FX on Hulu. It's a bit weird and confusing, but if you want to see Devs, you'll find it only on Hulu. The first two episodes premiered yesterday, and the remainder roll out weekly each Thursday. And you do want to see Devs. Devs is written and directed by Alex Garland, who created a similarly compelling, barely futuristic world in the movie Ex Machina. Sonoya Mizuno, who played one of the lifelike robots in that movie, stars in Devs as Lily Chan, a software engineer for a powerful San Francisco-area tech company called Amaya. Other prominent characters include Lily's boyfriend, Sergey, who also works for Amaya, and two top figures at the company. Nick Offerman, who played Ron Swanson on NBC's Parks and Recreation, has a career-best role as Forrest, the company's obsessed founder. And Allison Pill plays Katie, a quantum physicist who is second in command. Early on, Sergey gets offered a promotion because of his gifted computer programming skills and gets a peek behind the curtain when he's allowed to look at the intricate computer code being worked on at the top secret development or devs division of Amaya. Katie sees the shock on his face as he stares at his computer screen and quickly approaches him. Carl Glusman plays Sergey. Allison Pill plays Katie.
Katie, we met earlier but weren't introduced.
Sergey.
As Forrest told you, there's no hurry. You can lose yourself. You can take your time.
Katie, I need to know. This code, is it for real or is it just theoretical?
It's not theoretical.
You mean you've actually run the code? There are results?
Yes.
What? This changes everything. If it's true, it literally changes every single thing.
No. If it's true, it changes absolutely nothing. In a way, that's the point.
Some of the images in Devs are beautiful and mysterious, like the giant statue of a little girl that towers over the trees and landscape surrounding the secluded campus of Amaya. Everything is explained in time over the 8 episodes, and almost nothing is as it seems. Perspectives and storylines shift, and what seems to start as the story of Sergei and Forrest eventually morphs to focus more intently on the women, Lily and Katie. The secret project at the core of Devs is one of those things that's likely to stay with you and haunt you long after you've stopped watching. And that goes for the music, which is haunting and thrilling throughout, part Twin Peaks, part 2001 A Space Odyssey, and sometimes part Tuvan throat singing. The music, like Alex Garland's story, is relatively unique. And I use that phrase grammatically because the main topic of Devs turns out to be relativity. It's a thoughtful drama exploring quantum physics and predetermination. And how often do you get to see that on television?
David Biancooley is editor of the website TV Worth Watching and a professor of TV studies at Rowan University in New Jersey.